operation. The conclusion was confirmed by the highest Israeli officials, some quoted below. Among them was the architect of the invasion, Ariel Sharon, who had expressed his concern about the distinct danger that the U.S. and U.N. might support realization of the rights of the Palestinian people, a political threat ended by Operation Peace for Galilee, which removed this menace by liquidating the PLO as a significant military and political force. The Camp David settlement is commonly regarded as a diplomatic triumph for Washington. In fact, it was a diplomatic disaster, not only because of the aftermath. That much is clear from the background. In 1971, President Sadat of Egypt had offered Israel a full peace treaty with no mention of Palestinian rights in return for withdrawal from the occupied territories, though it was understood that his concern was the Egyptian Sinai. Israel refused, with Henry Kissinger's crucial backing, dedicating itself to extensive settlement programs in the Sinai, including the city of Yamit and many settlements, while driving thousands of inhabitants into the desert, destroying towns, villages, mosques, whatever was in the way. Israel's decision to choose expansion over security in 1971 is the most fateful one in its history, in my opinion, particularly because it has been pursued with impressive consistency in the following years, leading to Israel's international isolation and increasing pariah status. Sadat continued to seek a political settlement, expelling Russian advisors, making very clear his willingness to become a loyal U.S. client. Kissinger wasn't interested, and in his memoirs, years later, demonstrates that he had no understanding of what was happening. U.S.-Israeli rejectionism led to the 1973 war, which was a very close call for Israel and perhaps the world. Kissinger called a nuclear alert to warn Russia not to interfere with his diplomatic games, in this case, his informing Israel privately that they could ignore a ceasefire called jointly by Russia and the U.S., actions that did not amuse Moscow, which, fortunately, backed off. The war made it clear to Israel and Kissinger that Egypt could not simply be dismissed, leading to Kissinger's shuttle diplomacy and finally the Camp David Accords. In this agreement, the U.S. and Israel agreed to the basic terms that Sadat had proposed in 1971, but in a harsher form, from their point of view. Unlike his earlier proposal, at Camp David, Sadat insisted on formal recognition of Palestinian rights. The U.S. and Israel agreed, though Israel quickly sabotaged any meaningful interpretation of the agreement, to President Carter's discomfiture. The chapters that are added to the original publication discuss further stages in undermining Palestinian rights, establishing Israeli control of what is of value to it in the occupied territories, attacking Lebanon without credible pretext, and undermining hopes of realizing the diplomatic settlement that is supported by virtually the entire world, with the crucial exception of the U.S.-Israel sides of the fateful triangle. Later stages are amply discussed elsewhere. The outcome for the West Bank is described by the prominent political economist Robert Wade. He has had extensive experience in the developing world, but writes that he has never encountered elsewhere anything like the sophisticated and extensive Israeli control system designed with great care to ensure that political and economic development is barely possible for the Palestinians who remain in the enclaves to which they are restricted in the West Bank. As he reviews, Israeli restrictions penetrate deeply into the micro details of Palestinian everyday lives, including the movement of people within the West Bank, the import and export of goods and services, investments, education, and access to basic infrastructure, electricity, water, sanitation. They are so pervasive and systematic that it almost seems as if the Israeli state has mapped the entire Palestinian economy in terms of input-output relations, right down to the level of the individual, the household, the small firm, the large firm, the school, the university, so as to find all possible choke points, which is